episode 0.053. It's got the hots for Carl Urban, ruminations on Tarantino's Star Trek, and a nasty case of testicular meningitis.
I was amusing myself listening to that. Yeah, man. So what happens if you don't get your wisdom teeth taken out? Like, I got extra teeth now. So, like, that's kind of cool. I can you can't really use them.
That means that you're, like, a
Cro-Magnon.
Is that what it means?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's good.
Either that or you're going to have, you can get jaw problems.
Really?
TMJ. The problem is you can get TMJ, which does not stand for, contrary to popular belief, TMJ does not stand for testicular meningitis.
Uh-huh. What is
which I have
for?
Been assured
meningitis
is not
has a G in
it. I'm sure it's not a real thing. So the testicular meningitis is something I just like to say. That was something I found amusing to say back in the days. Ye old college days. I would just tell people
testicular meningitis.
I had a bad case of testicular meningitis. And
that's bad karma to put that out.
Well, so Rebecca was in vet school or shortly afterwards, and I kept telling her, I was joking around talking about having testicular meningitis. And she's like, there's no such thing. She said, testicles don't have meninges.
Yeah.
She called you out.
Well, she tried to call me out, and then I was like, I'm going to show her. I'm going to show Dr. Rebecca. So I went onto Wikipedia and I manufactured a Wikipedia entry on testicular meningitis.
Oh, so you made it up.
And I entered it in and I knew they would take it down quick, but I put it in quick and I sent her the link and I also screen capped it. I have a screen cap of it somewhere.
What did she say?
And I was like, here, well, check it out. Wikipedia.
I've been misinformed. You think Wikipedia is
like your balls would get all swollen or something?
She was like, this is not real. Testicles do not have meninges.
Like, so, meningitis would like kill you.
Meningitis is an inflammation of the meninges.
What if you got her
skull?
What if you got her kicked out of medical school because she was like,
yeah, Rebecca doesn't play around when it comes with like medicine.
Because she like brings this up. Well, actually, there is a meninge in the testicles of certain males who get testicular.
She's like, I saw it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly. She get fired.
I think this was probably after she'd graduated.
Was it like up for like a day or something?
I think they took it down. This
Do you have it still?
I have a screen cap of it somewhere. I'll find.
You've got to read that, or you got to put that up.
I'll try.
With
if
the
I
link.
Find it, I'll post it.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I got to read that.
No, that was hilarious. And I don't remember what I wrote, but I do remember that I tried to keep it as straight face as possible until towards the end it started getting more. You know, I probably I had a habit back then of also. Reframing, like conveying the phrase "D's nuts," but spelling it in different ways so it looked more like Latinate or
it's Greek. Like it didn't even get to the stage where like there's like a disclaimer at the top where like this article has several problems with it or like, several like references like. This article is a stub. Like, it wasn't even that. They just fucking took that shit down.
Oh, no. It was just completely removed. I think within an hour. I think today it would be removed within 10 seconds.
Right.
But yeah, the testicular meningitis. That was a good one.
Very good. Very well done.
Whoa, where is that?
Where's what?
That's my sister's backyard.
Is that guy blind?
Is that like a mini golf course?
No, he's French.
Oh, he looks blind.
Are you talking about the guy with the phone? That's my brother-in-law. He's British.
No, the guy to the right. He looks like he has a cane. No, I'm just saying the angle of the picture.
That guy is totally British. Italian. And that guy is French.
I think he's French or Italian. I could never remember.
But you can be...
They're about the same.
I don't think just because I don't think it's the fact that he looks Italian that he looks blind. I think it's the fact that he's got like that thing
in his
hand. Maybe you're blind.
Maybe you can't see.
Is that Tessa?
Yes.
I don't know.
Daniel's falling into his bad habits of talking about
stuff that people can't see.
That's the cabin.
I'm being an asshole. He was an asshole in the first place. All right, so I'll stop. Patrick has a screen, a TV screen.
There's a TV with pictures.
There's a TV
on it.
And he has his family photos switching like every 30 seconds.
It's like a Google.
I'm not gonna cut all that out.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Put some tunes on.
Put some penis on.
There's a little baby.
Put some what?
That's a little bit.
Put some penis on.
No, I'm sorry.
Some penis.
Sing a song.
Put some penis on. Put some penis on again. Put some penis on.
penis on your lips.
Yeah.
What is that song called?
It's called, I don't know.
It's called,
Jesse Knows. It's like a secret. When we're in bed together, I'll sing it and he names it.
Now the song, the lyrics go, put my penis on.
Put some penis on.
Or put some penis on.
Yeah, some.
It's like you and who else?
I was saying you and me when we butt
you
fuck.
You and who?
Somebody.
Somebody.
Oh, he's denying it. That's part of the foreplay. Say, me, Dan Johnson, we do not butt fuck. We do not butt fuck, Dan Johnson. It is not something we partake in, goddammit.
That does not happen. There is no anal sex.
There is no anal butt fucking when I am concerned with
anal,
Dan Johnson.
Anal butt fucking.
There's no anal butt fucking.
There is no dick sucking.
There's no dick sucking. There's no just putting the tip in to see what it feels like.
No, just the tip.
There's none of that shit with you.
Just the tip.
Now stop that stupid shit. Knock it off.
Cut the shit.
Cut the shit, you dumb motherfucker. You're lying. You're a liar.
That's a funny picture.
Whoa, oh my God. Oh yeah, we shouldn't be commenting on the photos. You lying son of a bitch.
I had some crazy beads on. Look at that.
You're young there. You're very young. Well, no, I think you're basically the same age, but you had shorter hair.
Basically the same age.
Yeah.
You're 7 years older now, I guess.
I had like gray hair like when in my when I was like 25.
I have gray hairs now. That's bumming.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, if that's
good for
if that's
you.
That's
young
I was
man.
Probably like 32 or something.
Yeah, you
was
young.
2012.
Yeah. Where? Yeah, the bottom says family photos 2012 Patrick Ireland, so 77 like, degrees, 1144.
So I was like 34.
Okay. You were 34?
Yes.
So you were, I'm older than you were in that picture by 5 years.
No, 55 years
I'm
old.
Older than I am in that picture.
You're older now than you were in that picture. You're
most.
Did you hear that? You've heard that Mitch Hedberg
bit,
now you're even older. Mitch Hedberg was like, every picture you were younger.
Sounds like a They Might Be Giants song.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Is that a They Might Be Giants song?
It is indeed.
Because that's clever. That's really
and
clever.
It's called Older.
I like that. That's
and the
really...
chorus goes like, time is marching on.
I was just saying that.
No, it's clever. I like that.
Keeps marching on.
Because I was like, if that's not written, but like, if you just wrote that, Patrick, we should record that.
And you're even older.
They're not even that old.
Yeah.
No.
They're only in their 40s.
They might be in their 50s.
They could be in their 50s.
Well, the drummer's is 47.
Oh, okay.
I just made that up.
They don't have a drummer.
Do they not? Oh, they don't? Okay.
It's
I don't trust you, father.
See, I just now, I built up all this trust. I built up so much trust with Jesse, and then look what I just did.
I just flushed it
down the toilet over what? Over nothing.
I don't think there was any trust built up.
No, I think there was a little bit of trust. I had a little bit of trust.
Jesse was wary the whole
not
time.
Not a lot. I think
he knew exactly what was bound to happen.
Well,
one
he
of these
knew,
days.
But he.
I. It was in the back of my head, but I was lured into a false.
I know, I fucked up. Well, you know what it was? Because last week we were talking about Weezer, and I actually knew what I was talking about, and I was bringing up the Wikipedia
right.
article because I was saying like, look, the guitar player was in the band since '94,
that's right.
but he didn't play on the first album, and this is actually. Then I looked it up on Wikipedia, and that was all fucking true.
He played he played the keyboard bits on Buddy Holly.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know
in concert in live.
He
did.
Live,
yeah.
The guitar player did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's a multi-talented guy. He's like a decent looking guy. That guy. Wait, is that kind of weird for me to say that?
I wasn't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention to the guys?
No.
Is that because you're like homophobic?
No.
No? You just didn't notice?
Maybe he didn't notice because he wasn't attracted to him.
Okay. Fair enough.
If it was Carl Urban, on the other hand.
Well,
he wasn't like Rivers Cuomo.
So Carl Urban, hot stuff. On The Boys, Amazon Prime, The Boys.
I gotta watch that because everybody's raving about
that. Highly recommended.
Yeah. Is it like funny and like kind of like a drama at the same time kind of thing? Or?
No, it's a tone that's difficult to describe.
Okay.
What you're saying may technically be the case. There are parts that are amusing. There are parts that are sort of intellectually intriguing or tense or dramatic in a sense. But I think the reason why people have taken a liking to it, there are multiple reasons.
Yeah.
But one of them is that the tone is its own kind of deal. It forges its own
little path. That's interesting. Because, well, as I understand it, it's like basically it's like what it would be like if there really were superheroes and kind of the consequences.
And they're all corporate dickheads.
Okay, I didn't know that part. But I just knew that there was like that there's like somebody gets killed by a superhero and like he has to live out his life with, you know. Like,
so the premise is, and this doesn't give anything away because this is quite literally the first 5 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise is, it's the present day, basically, but the world has superheroes. And they're essentially owned by corporations who rent them out, you know, like sports stars, kind of. Like, they get contracts to cities, you know, like Baltimore will be angling to get this particular superhero, but maybe they can only afford this other one in
right.
the lower tier.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they're all dickheads. It's sort of
that's
almost
how it would really go. Because
it's like,
you know,
it's like they're Hollywood stars, except they have the power of gods. So they're kind of assholes.
Yeah. Cause other, you know, Batman was independently wealthy. So is Iron Man, but Spider-Man had to like work as a photographer. Yeah. And like, it's not
Spider-Man's like,
like
a teenager.
Yes.
Like, most of these guys do it for free. And it's like, you know, I guess at the end of the day, if you're like, look, if you want me to do this full time,
well,
you have to pay me.
And
right?
the premise, they really, again, they take the premise full on.
It's interesting.
In that there's very little fantastic about it. There are superheroes doing superhero things. There's a lot of tremendous amount of violence.
Yeah.
There is physical violence, sexual violence, nudity, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Okay.
But
is there tasteful nudity?
I mean, yes and no.
No, I mean,
there's full frontal penis.
Ah, well, you sold me on the show.
And not like a flash of penis, like
really
flash
penis.
The flash is
penis.
Like the guy at the Flash, the hero, he runs real fast, and you see his penis.
You don't. I don't. You don't see that guy's penis.
Oh,
but
he's running so fast.
The premise of the show
is that the kind of penis that you like—a fast penis.
He likes a fast penis.
It's not my thing.
This guy likes fast.
He likes a slow.
I like slow.
But Carl Urban comes off very hot in it. He's very attractive in this.
You guys keep talking about
this
Carl this
turning,
Urban.
Carl Urban's fucking gorgeous.
I need to look
man.
Up Carl Urban.
He's McCoy in the new Star Trek movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's Eomer in the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, and this is a segue.
He's
I got
the
a
new
segue.
Judge Dredd.
I've got a segue, and I heard and I that Judge Dredd movie.
You got a segue, but I still want to talk about The Boys.
How many Judge fucking Dredd movies are there?
Two.
There's one bad one and one good one.
Yeah, the new one is the good one.
The old
with
one
Carl
sucked.
Urban.
Yeah, the new one with Carl Urban is actually really fun.
Word. Okay.
Yeah, it's but you think of it when you think of Judge Dredd, you think of that awful Stallone movie, and that's why I think it didn't do well. But it's actually really cool.
Carl Urban is
Carl Urban
attractive.
I'm going to use a segue using Carl Urban, and you can continue talk about The Boys or whatever. But I want to segue into something using Carl Urban.
Okay, I want to. I'm. You've piqued my curiosity
okay.
about this segue.
Carl, I just read on Google. I get notifications on my phone from Google for various things.
Human music. He was talking about Tarantino.
He was basically saying you guys would be crazy if you don't do the Tarantino Star Trek. So that leads me to believe that it would be the fourth. In you know what I mean, it would be the sequel to Beyond. It would be the
that's
fourth.
Been the general understanding is
right.
That's what he would want to do.
And okay, and I'd be fine with that because that whole timeline I think is stupid anyway. So it's like,
well, you haven't seen two of them,
but no,
you check them out.
I'll watch them. But here's
it's
the thing:
it's Star Trek. You know, there's
no,
good,
but
good and bad.
Even from the one I've seen, okay, it makes absolutely no sense that like Kirk is basically like. 10 years before he would have taken command, he takes command.
It's not, but see, the thing is that's not quite true. The problem, part of the, I think a valid, I think there are many valid criticisms of those movies.
No, I want to hear
not,
this.
I'm not a defender of them.
Yeah,
but one of the valid criticisms is some of that stuff is just sort of left sort of nebulous. And the thing is, the Star Trek people really enjoy their details.
They're I love my timeline.
Stardate 23.
Fuck
you know,
yeah.
You know,
I'm all about that shit.
2389. You know.
Yes.
And in those movies, they leave it a little loosey-goosey because it's not like in that movie. I think sometimes the implication is Kirk is like some genius and like he graduates from Starfleet Academy and immediately like takes over the Enterprise, which is not the case.
No.
That's not how
That's
it actually
the point.
Happens.
That's my point.
You were saying he takes over the Enterprise like way earlier.
Way earlier than he should have.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but it's difficult to tell because... You know,
but he doesn't take over in a realistic way, though. He takes over by basically like an older version of Spock says you need to do this. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's like,
yeah, but I mean, that's the same argument could be leveled at almost any episode or movie of Star Trek.
Not to that extent, though. I mean, it literally, I mean, like, I mean, look, you know, I'm not even bringing up.
I mean,
Nemesis,
Encounter at Farpoint is just there's like some jellyfish living under the sand.
Well, usually,
for some reason.
But even like with like they did a good job. They did a really good job with
it's just it's
the original series. Well, they did it in my opinion. They did a really good job with the original series and then the Next Generation and tying them together by making it clear where they were in the timelines. Relatively, and there were a couple fudge. There are a couple things that are off, and that's
fine.
Yeah, but
that was a stylistic choice. My point is that there's a difference from between something like in the case of Nemesis, where there's just a lot of really bad writing decisions and structural decisions and stuff like that.
Right.
In the new timeline, you know, the alternate timeline, whatever you want to call it. First of all, alternate timeline, totally fine. It's alternate. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Just it doesn't affect anything.
It's a thing. They made some stylistic choices that. Maybe are not as cool or, you know, like, of course, everyone jokes about the lens flares. And everyone jokes about the Enterprise looking like an iPhone or like an Apple store.
Yeah.
I think those are all valid criticisms of the stylistic choice. Yeah. But it's not that there's no lack
of...
Seems
like trying to be Star Wars instead of Star Trek.
Maybe it was, but that's a valid thing to try.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams was great with Force Awakens.
Yeah,
you know?
I think he's a pretty decent director.
But I don't want him fucking with Star Trek anymore, personally.
Yeah, which is fine. Maybe, okay, if you didn't like it, it didn't work out. But I'm saying watch the other two.
I will
because,
watch the other two.
Because then you'll have more weight behind your opinion.
No, I totally will. I've been meaning to for
years.
Because
there's an evolution. And,
I'm not like a vastly... I mean, I like the idea that the fact that I know now that it's its own timeline. I was confused by Discovery because it basically happens... around the same 20-year period as the alternate timeline.
Well, you got to watch it. That's the thing.
But okay, and I will. But and I've heard that season two gets really good, and I like the shorts that you showed. The shorts.
Yeah, the shorts are good.
Those were really interesting. But here's the thing: why would telling me if it takes place between the cage and where No Man Has Gone Before? Why would that ruin it for me?
I never said it would ruin it for you. I'm being coy about it because I like when people get to experience the story. For good or ill, because Discovery, I'm a fan of Discovery, but I state that admitting fully it is horrifically frustrating. Voyager and Enterprise were boring to me.
Right.
It's not they were bad. They had some great episodes.
Voyager had some good stuff going on.
Acting. There was some not so good acting. But a lot of it was just sort of boring.
Yeah,
even
Enterprise
when they tried
bored me
to
death.
Do stuff.
Yeah. Even that's what killed the series.
It was too similar. It was blander versions of Next Generation.
Yeah. That's why we got fatigue. And then by the time they got around to Nemesis, we're like, all right, we don't even care.
Discovery
anymore.
Is not boring. Yeah. Discovery is frustrating because it'll go within a single scene will be like one of the more genius things you've ever seen in Star Trek. And then one of the more terrible pieces of dialogue. Like it's just now they smooth that out. They get better at it. But there are things in there you're gonna watch it and be like, Jesus Christ!
Well, I'm
followed up by like, oh my God, that's amazing.
No. I'm sure that's true, and I'll watch it anyway. And I've heard. I want to see it just to see what the deal is.
But you keep asking.
I'm fixating
about the time
on frame. The timeline. That's
first
what
of all,
I'm
you can. By the way, you can look any of this up.
Well, I did look it up. I did look it up last night, and I'm wondering, is it so? All I want to know is, like, it, just to reiterate...
It's a serialized show. It tells the story in a certain direction. You don't want to necessarily be spoiled on that, because if you know it ahead of time, you're going to make... it's going to affect...
Wait, have
your
you seen...
No, all I want to
have
know...
Have you seen the show, Dan Johnson?
No, my point is, all I want to know is just this one thing, and now I'm still kind of not seeing how that's a spoiler, or it's... I don't see how... And it also... It is how I've looked it up. I just want to reiterate and make clear that... It's part of the timeline. It basically takes place. It's obviously after Nemesis. It's obviously in the 2200s.
It's not
in the 23rd century.
What are you talking about?
Oh, but it's obviously after Enterprise.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's
it's 100 years after Enterprise.
Yeah, it's obviously after Enterprise.
It's TOS era. It's effectively TOS era.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But the reason why I'm mentioning it is, if I want to tell you, if you say, when does Star Trek The Next Generation start?
Yeah.
I can say, it starts...
2364.
This date, and then the story continues for about 7 years, and then with the
movies.
Movies that are close in that time frame, with a couple years spanning in between.
Over 15 years, basically. Yeah.
I can say the same thing for all the Star Trek series, basically.
Yeah.
Except for Discovery, because Discovery, right from the beginning, there's some things that happen where it's not, you can't say it's this date and then it starts. There's some stuff where it bounces around a little bit that's integral to the story. It's not a spoiler. It wouldn't ruin it for you.
I see.
But if you're going to watch a Star Trek show for the first time, for good or ill, you might as well enjoy it the way
it was
presented.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if I got it out of you? Then I said, why'd you tell me that?
Right. Yeah, well, you might. Because it's like.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah.
You've got two.
I'll just sit down and watch the
And there's not a lot of episodes. So
how many episodes a season? Like 10 a season?
I think the first one, I'm trying to remember. The first one had either 14 or 15.
Because they've got Picard has 10 episodes.
Yeah, Picard is a little shorter, I think.
Why are they doing it? Just, I think it's going to be a big hit. I think Picard, it might. But you know,
Discovery is a big hit.
That's
people
what I'm
have
saying.
Have complaints about it. And
what's
it's
funny about
hit.
That, saying I think it's going to be a big hit.
Because it's like Peggy I'm Hill sorry. Saying that she thinks that the day after Thanksgiving is the busiest shopping day of the year.
No, what I'm saying,
in
well,
my opinion, the day after Thanksgiving.
But I'm saying, like, why would you make only 10 episodes for something that was going to be a big hit? That was my fucking point.
Well, I think that's,
they have three
that's
seasons
sort of
planned.
Like the thing now where you just make a few episodes.
Patrick All Stewart right. is 78 years old or something.
79.
Yeah, he just turned 79.
Oh, I see what
like,
you're saying.
Like,
okay.
It was the old model is to make like
25 or 26
or whatever.
Yeah.
It used to be like 26, yeah.
But I mean, if you made 14 of Discovery, don't you think, whatever. I see what you're saying. You
They're filming in LA instead of Toronto, which is more expensive. Patrick
right.
Stewart is literally an elderly old man.
He is. Yeah.
So he's in very good health and all that, but it's,
but he is an old
know,
guy.
The,
yeah.
You know, and
that picture of him, like he's like talking on the phone, and he has like a glass of wine, and it looks like he's like talking into the glass of wine. Like it looks like that. Like it's a hilarious looking picture.
I haven't seen that. Well, maybe
you are the one that you posted it on
it.
Like the chat.
I think I know
did?
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like I probably like the picture for a separate reason.
He's talking. It just looks like whatever he's saying is probably just like hilarious. Like it looks like it, like it's an interesting conversation. Like whatever.
He's an interesting guy.
So you think that they want to do three seasons and then that'll be that, or we don't know. I guess we'll see.
I don't know.
That's you should know this, Patrick. You could see the future.
No, I'm reading
the same
I'm
shit.
Recounting
I'm recounting yeah.
the same things that you were reading.
Yeah, that's true.
I may be retaining them better than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, apparently. That's the deal. Anyway, so yeah, I got off on the Star Trek tangent. I don't like.
That's a perfectly fine tangent.
And you know what? If Quentin Tarantino's going to make his 10th movie, which I don't think should be Star Trek, but whatever. I'm not a genius like
no,
he
it
is.
Should be. That sounds great.
You think it'll be good? You think it would
yeah.
be a last good? I mean,
why not? That's just more interesting.
It sounds worthwhile.
People want interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So the thing is, you know, the rap that people have against the movies these days, which I agree with by and large, is that the studios, it's two parties are causing this problem. The studios have cold feet when they have millions of dollars to invest. They want to get as big a return on that as possible.
Of course.
How are they going to get as big a return as that as possible? Well, they go back to the tried and true.
Tried
they
and
do
true.
Remakes. They do sequels, right? And that's what everyone's complaining about. The problem is the same people complaining about it are the ones going to the movie theaters and giving those movies huge amounts of money, because when you're a customer and have a limited amount of money,
you're like, you want to see something you're sure might
exactly.
be good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
right.
the exact same logic that the movie studio, the population and the movie studios are using the exact same logic to arrive to the conclusion that you should make sequels and remakes.
Yeah.
And some of them tank, like Dumbo or whatever.
Right.
A lot of them do very well.
Like The Lion King apparently did great.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. And people had criticisms of that. But
right.
but that being aside, that is a fact. The,
yeah.
the other fact is that when studios have done something creative, like once upon a time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino movies have been making more and more money because people know, love it or hate it, you're going to see something interesting.
Yeah.
You might come out of there and be like, well, this is his worst movie, but that's fine. You still enjoyed it.
Yeah,
exactly. And people want to see stuff like that. And where the Marvel stuff comes in and complicates matters is that on the one hand, some people will say like, Marvel is just another sequel or remake. It's like, actually, but that's the thing is it's not quite.
I mean, there is a franchise. There is a
vibe to it.
Yeah, everybody
so that's
knows
what
Spider-Man
people are comfortable with it. So if it's a criticism, I don't know. Other people would say that's a benefit, that you have a confidence that you're going to get some baseline of entertainment going into it, which as a customer is great.
You want to know.
You want to go to the theater. You want to see spectacle. You want to see something. You have confidence that if it's got a Marvel thing attached to it, that probably you're good chance you're going to enjoy it.
Well, it's also that particular Marvel cinematic, because there's like Venom, I'm sure, sucked.
I would argue, it's got to be the Marvel cinematic universe. Right. But I would also suggest that Marvel, even though they do certain movies will follow a certain formula, you can map, you know, Doctor Strange story in a lot of ways onto Iron Man, etc. You know, they do kind of follow some similar tropes. That's just how mythology works in some ways.
Yeah.
And B, I honestly think they've also done some of the more creative things out there. You know, I just watched Endgame again earlier, and it's just there's all this stuff where you're like, I've never seen something like this before. Whether you like it or not,
when I saw Infinity War, when I first saw Infinity War, I felt like the first time when I was 3 years old, 4 years old, watching Star Wars for the first time.
Or I was watching...
I was like, wow.
I was watching Captain Marvel in the theaters, and I was like crying at certain parts.
It was a very good movie,
You know, and that's not even, you know, that's not even the
best
the end game, you know, it's not as big as...
Thor Ragnarok was hilarious.
Thor Ragnarok was
brilliant. Totally brilliant. Yeah, it really was. Genius. It was like very...
And that was a studio giving a crazy Kiwi director, who, if you haven't seen it, Hunt for the Wilder People, amazing film.
I saw
Eagle and Shark, amazing film.
Hunt for the Wilder People. I've seen that one. That's the one I've seen. I really liked it.
You know, they gave him a bunch of money, and he was like, "All right, mate, I'm gonna go do that."
And he did an amazing,
crazy ass movie.
Yeah,
and that's interesting. People are like, "We want to see interesting new stuff." So hopefully, they can get some more. Like Quentin Tarantino doing Star Trek falls into. That's why I got on this rant.
Yeah, that's
that,
what
that falls
I, how
into
does
that,
that
category. Yeah. Of doing something interesting
with pair
up, you know, you have confidence that people are going to go see it. It could be a complete shit show, and it'll make money that opening weekend because people will want to see the shit show.
That's true.
But on the other side, if you're
I don't want to see it just because
My point is I agree with Carl Urban, and it's not just because he's a very attractive
person. All right,
I agree with him saying that the studio would be crazy to not if Tarantino wanted to do it, to not let him do the movie because people would go see it. It would make more money than Star Trek Beyond. It would make more money than Star
Trek
Into
about
Darkness.
That. What about from just about Star Trek? What about from a Tarantino point of view?
Well, okay, like all right, let me just interject this.
Yeah.
Going back to the Tarantino thing. Okay. He started out making sort of like interesting crime sort of movies. And then he did, there's like a sort of his take on Westerns.
Yeah.
His take on a war movie.
Uh-huh.
There's like the Kill Bill shit, which is some pretty out there shit. His take on
Kung Fu.
Some sort of Kung Fu. Kill Bill movies are pretty out there. Okay. So then he's done some other, Hateful Eight is also a Western sort of movie.
And it's like a play.
It's basically a play. Yeah.
But so what hasn't he done? He hasn't done a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, he should do a sci-fi movie.
But, what fits into sort of like the Quentin Tarantino sort of vocabulary, cultural kind of thing? Well, he would sort of gravitate towards doing something Star Trek. Because that's sort of
from
like,
the 60s.
So like it's like 60s. Yeah, exactly.
It's mythic. It's iconic. He wanted to do.
It fits in with his sort of cultural vocabulary.
Well, he loved Yesterday's Enterprise, right?
Yes, that was one of. He said that's one of the favorite stories he's ever seen. But the other thing about Tarantino that you might recall a number of years ago, when before Casino Royale came out, he approached the studio. Apparently, he was really interested in directing Casino Royale, but his whole idea was to do James Bond and make it a period piece. Like, let's do James Bond, but let's do the actual Casino Royale story set in the 50s and 60s. Let's do that, and from the original story, and it be a complete period piece.
Yeah,
and the studio didn't want to do that.
Right.
And it went on being very successful. I love Casino Royale.
Oh, I love
when
Casino
I hear
Royale,
that.
Yeah.
Not forget even Tarantino. I just hear the idea.
It's
interesting. You know what's a way to get James Bond interesting again?
Yeah. Go
back to the source materials. Do a 60s movie.
That movie, it's got that guy awesome. Who's that guy that plays the CIA guy?
Yeah, he's on Westworld.
Felix Leiter.
He's on Westworld. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be in the next one. He's in the new John Bond.
Boardwalk Empire. He's on Boardwalk Empire.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor.
Great actor. Great actor.
Yeah, we cannot remember his name.
Forgetting his name.
Jeffrey Wright.
Exactly.
Jeffrey Wright. Well done. Okay. Well done. You got the first bit. I got the second bit.
You got the first bit. I got the second bit.
Jeffrey Wright.
We teamed up and we got this shit.
He's the third Wright brother.
Third Reich. The third Reich.
The third Reich.
Not the third Reich.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Man, this is a bummer.
No.
Diabetic groom-to-be dies after taking cheaper insulin to pay for his wedding.
Oh.
See, this is why I shouldn't go online.
Why you shouldn't get married.
Yeah, there you go. That's that all died.
This guy would have been alive if he hadn't tried to get married.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that was where it went wrong.
See, that's you guys are married and you're not dead.
Yeah, but I didn't I don't have diabetes and I didn't spend all my money on fucking wedding.
Yeah.
I do not eat donuts.
And he does not eat donuts.
You don't eat donuts anyway. Okay, so everything's good.
I didn't eat donuts in the first place.
Is that some weird diabetic joke? Is it a slur? Are you calling
it
diabetic?
Yeah, I know. Donut eater.
Yeah, you fucking donut eater.
No, go eat your donut, you diabetic.
Yeah. If you eat donuts,
like it glazed or unglazed.
You glazed donut
donuts,
loving.
You get diabetes. That's how it works.
You're like a bully, Jesse. Jesse's a bully.
I'm a food bully.
That's like type 2 diabetes. You can be born with diabetes.
I'm better than you.
Jesse just bullies people who have medical problems.
I don't eat donuts. I don't eat eggs.
He's making fun of...
Eggs have nothing to do with the diabetes. That's just an attitude.
Jesse's making fun of crippled people now and people with medical illnesses. he's gone too far. Remember that Seinfeld where...
You just said he was making fun of crippled.
Yeah, I said that because there's a Seinfeld episode where Kramer... Remember when Kramer goes up and he's like, what, are you making fun of crippled people now? Because his foot falls asleep and he starts walking on the foot.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a guy who is, is like...
Reminded me of the scene from Something About Mary when the guy, Matt Dillon or whoever, is trying to ingratiate himself to Mary... And,
Goofy bastard.
He's like, yeah, I take care of retards.
Yeah, I love
those.
She's like,
you can't call them that. He's like, ah, I'm not. Nobody's going to tell me who I can or cannot work with.
Hell yeah. He's like, I love those goofy bastards. Like,
I never saw that movie.
I watched it recently. It's a great movie. I watched it with the kids.
Great fucking movie.
It's funny because I guess people could argue with this point, but
I won't.
The movies that you went to as like adult
right.
movies from the late 90s and early 2000s. They're like kids movies now.
Interesting.
You know,
yeah,
kids find them amusing. Like kids find that shit. You know, kids, like they like watching Animal House. They think it's funny.
Yeah.
They're like, ah, look at those crazy guys.
That's true. Look at the crazy guys. Yeah, because it's so far from their kids and it's so far from anything that would actually happen.
Yeah.
And
they don't get all the jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Is that kind of like when we were kids watching like an old 60s movie or something? We'd be like, oh, this is
no, but
fun.
I, you know, certainly
I was hip enough to get all the jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Monty Python. Monty Python.
Well, Monty Python was old when
Fawlty
we watched
Towers
it.
And stuff. You could get a lot of the jokes, but I think you get older and then you start getting jokes. That
even more.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
totally.
Like on Fawlty Towers. At the beginning of each episode, or not every episode, but they often rearrange the letters on the sign. The sign says Fawlty Towers, but the letters have been rearranged by a young little hooligan child that lives in Torquay.
A chav.
So a little hooligan, a chav in the making.
Oh, man.
A budding chav.
A pre-chav.
We got our asses
pre-chav,
beat by chavs.
Budding chav.
I only rearranges saw chavs the in Manchester.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
But he rearranges the letters, and sometimes, you know, one time it says Flay Otters. And then, but there's one time I remember I didn't get it as a child. I got it. I mean, I guess I was still a child, but I got it when I was in my early teens because I watched that show.
I was
so
a
much.
Child.
But the sign is rearranged to say watery fowls.
Yeah.
Watery fowls.
And I remember
that's
I
the
didn't.
Best one.
I didn't. And that's like a double pun because it's like, you know, it could be about like kind of poops. It could be about birds
yeah,
that live on a
yeah.
lake.
That's some genius shit going on there. They were lunching on that show.
They took that shit off of Netflix, motherfucker.
Oh, Fawlty
Towers?
They
did.
Yeah, I was like,
I have all of them.
That was like a thing.
Yeah, you were.
I would watch that on Netflix, and I would watch it like over and over, and like they took it off.
They fucked your shit up.
That's a good thing to.
I heard that The Office is like it's huge on Netflix and people watch it constantly.
Yeah, and Friends.
And Friends, and they're taking, they're getting rid of, I don't know about Friends, but they're getting rid of The Office.
Well, they, you have the, it's very important you use
which,
the
which streaming verbiage. Which office?
You have to use the, this is where the English language is important. This yeah. is how, why we're such a divided, not why, but this is one of the things that contributes to what a divided
helping.
Country that we are these days.
It ain't helping.
Is inaccurate use of inaccurate use of verbiage in everyday communication.
So what did I say wrong?
It's not that it's not wrong. It was incorrect.
Right. Well, no, no. I'm not even saying like
I'm not saying
you
were
no
wrong.
Idea.
I'm yeah. saying you were incorrect. And there's a subtle difference between the two. In this case, you started by saying you said I heard they are taking it off.
I heard
the implication being that Netflix
yeah.
is cruelly. Foully.
Oh, somebody.
Ripping it away.
They wasn't necessarily Netflix.
What's actually happening is
they was somebody, Hulu or
and, yeah,
bought the
NBC,
rights
NBC,
or somebody.
NBC Universal and all that, they're not going to renew their contracts with Netflix. They're going to move it all over to
Well, because that's what the
Hulu.
CBS, yeah. like the Picard show, I'm half tempted to pay for that.
Yeah.
I might pay for that CBS thing because I want to see it so bad.
And I recommend you do. I
you
think
know,
it's worth doing. You can always cancel. It's a month
exactly.
a month. That's what people
I'm
do
like, I'll pay $30
shows.
For it? Fuck.
The CBS, what they're trying to do, and I think they're going to be successful. I'm actually impressed. I did not have high hopes for them when they started out because
yeah.
a lot of these other channels like CISO and some of these other things, these either streaming services or boutique channels, they try to come out with some clever little model. And they're like, we're going to give you all this content, and then it doesn't work because
yeah.
people do that thing where they subscribe for a month or two, and then they watch everything, and then they quit or whatever. But so CBS, the first thing they did when they started this CBS All Access is they did Discovery as the marquee show on that.
Yeah.
And that was successful for them. But the problem is, of course, Discovery, it's only a certain number of episodes.
Can you stream it? Like,
yeah, it's streaming.
Can
it's,
you go – if I bought CBS Access tonight – could I go on and watch all the Discoveries?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. it'll be
you'd have access to everything.
And it'll be do they
and then
have
you can
all
watch
CBS
Picard.
Shows? Well, I know that, but they have all CBS shows? Like,
I don't know if they have all, but they have a lot. Because some of them are probably still under contract for Hulu and other stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Criminal Minds was a great CBS show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, not the best,
but
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
So what their plan that they, and to their credit, they sort of said this was their plan, and now they look to be implementing it, was they said Star Trek Discovery really worked well, but obviously people do that kind of jump on and jump off things. So now
yeah.
they said, well, our plan is just to have it so that there's basically Star Trek is going to be on all year round. Instead of having one show that's on most of the year,
yeah.
like in the olden days, they're going to have Discovery and then
oh, wait, remember when
Picard,
you had to...
then Lower Decks, and then
hey, Patrick, remember
Section 31.
Remember when you had to wait a whole summer to see what happened in the Best of Both Worlds? You know, you're like, fuck, you know, Picard
I never
was,
waited. I had a time machine.
Because it was like Picard.
Called together a time machine in my garage.
Because I remember the summer of 1990 seeing that cliffhanger. I may not have seen it the night
you
it aired.
Shit your
but,
pants.
But it was insane. Having
you shit all over the place.
Well, three months is a long time when you're 10 years old.
3 months.
I remember when they were talking about making Back to the Future 2 in 1987.
Yeah.
And they were saying, oh, it'll be out in a couple of years. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll live to be nine.
Yeah,
I'm seven.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a long fucking
blew my
time.
Mind. I saw that in the theaters.
Yeah. I saw part two and three in the theaters. I didn't
yeah.
see part
but
one.
But the thing is you still, you if anything, you have to wait longer. Because now,
right.
now a lot of these shows, like Rick and Morty is a good example. You can wait a year and a half, 2 years between seasons. But when you get it, it's a higher quality in theory because they haven't had to, like, you know, burn themselves out trying to
you know
write up other stuff.
Hey man, if Picard turns out really well, and I wouldn't mind having for the Lower Decks and other stuff like that. It's like $10 a month. I don't have Netflix right now. It's like,
well, and they have other shows. If they have other shows you like too, otherwise you can
that's
you
what
can
I'm
always
saying.
Cancel it, you know, and,
yeah.
and just watch it periodically. Or
and
whatever.
I can like re-subscribe when Picard is back
the
on.
The business, you know, there are frustrations with all these business models that they're
yeah.
developing. They're trying out different things, and you've the ultimate goal is. People thought they'd save money, you know.
Yeah.
For example, I recently went internet only, and people said, "Oh, I'm paying half as much." But then, by the time you
yeah.
get your subscription to HBO Now and
yeah.
Netflix and Hulu, and
you're paying
Disney,
$200.
Disney
yeah.
Plus is coming up soon,
yeah.
and everyone's going to have that because that's going to have all the Star Wars movies, all the Marvel movies, going to have all the new Marvel TV shows, the
yeah.
Star Wars, the Mandalorian, and all that.
That's going to be a huge.
Yeah. But it's
huge.
Only going to be $6.99 a month because Disney's a big behemoth, and they're going to try to undercut Netflix. I heard that they announced this, they're going to offer a plan for $12.99 a month that gives you Hulu, Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, which nobody cares about.
Yeah, but, right, right. Damn, you know, I'm going to fucking end up spending so much money on this.
And then CBS All Access, not counting other ones that are percolating.
Like NBC, apparently, and all the other ones. So well, Netflix was such a huge success.
Yeah, and it'll probably remain a success. Yeah, because
Well, look at what happened to Blockbuster. Blockbuster could have.
Yeah, they could have bought it for $1 million.
Right, well, and they could have, they just didn't see it as a viable model, and look at it now.
They dumb.
Know?
I remember when this was all farmland as far as the eye could see. Old man Peabody owned all of this. He had this crazy idea about breeding pine trees.
What we leave is not as important as how we live, number one. After all, we're only
living
mortal.
Well is the best revenge.
I think it's time to
time is
off.
The fire in which we burn,
Daniel,
Picard.
Daniel, what time is it?
It is 12:44.
That's pretty early.
Well, I think I did a time check at 11:44.
Yeah, but that was a fake time check.
We're going to keep hanging out. We're just not going to record.
It's still 74 degrees.
You were doing like a weird New Jersey, New York accent.
Family photos, 2018, Patrick Ireland, 74 degrees, 12:45 a.m.
Yeah, you have that funny sort of New Jersey accent.
Is that a New Jersey accent?
No, I don't think it's any.
I don't think it's anything. It's just a made-up
caricature.
You know what it is? It's sort of a mid-Atlantic, north mid-Atlantic melange.
Yes.
Yeah, you got your fucking
Long Island, New York.
It's a
Big Apple.
It's sort of
the
a comedy.
Big Apple because we got Big Apples
accent.
Here.
It's a comedy accent.
We got Big Apples in the Big Apple. We got one of those big ones between our legs.
We did. How long was that?
I don't know.
I was proud of us.
John just came back from New York. We had a meeting of this. I have been a member of this organization for 5 years, the International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association, in recognition of the outstanding loyalty and contribution to the support of narcotic law enforcement. This award of special honor is bestowed upon Elvis Presley in testimony to himself, lifetime member, International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association. So I just got that. So. I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. And I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. When I hear rumors flying around, I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you. My relationship with up here on the stage, it is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much. Anyway, how many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii?